We mentioned last week the Isur Boirer, one of the Tznoim is that you're allowed to do Boirer B'Shabbos is Oichel Mitech Psoiles, Bayad, Ve'Le'Alter. So the simon is Ayol, Ayol Meshulosh. Achile, Bayad, Ve'Le'Alter. But if you're not Moitzi Oichel Mitech Psoiles, or you're not doing it b'yad, or you're not doing it la'altar, there's no heter. When it's exactly the raisa, it's no chashayle. But to have a heter, to make breire, the heter to make breire is only if you make oichel, b'yad, v'la'altar. But if you take out the psoiles, if you take out the psoiles and the oichel, then it's also. What would be if you take out the psoiles and the oichel, but you don't take out the psoilus and the oichel levad. You take out the psoilus of the oichel, and you take out a little bit of the oichel with the psoilus. It's a machlekes. The Mishneh Berurah Mashma, Mishneh Berurah stated, if you take out the oichel a little bit out, you take out the psoilus of the oichel, and you take a little bit oichel out with the psoilus, it's mutter. And the Chazanish states that it's also. Why the Chazanish explains the reason that it's also? Because when you take out the psoilus, even if you take it out with a little bit oichel, lemaisa you metaken the tafshil. And I will explain. The Taz says if a person has a fly inside a cup of tea, so you're allowed to take it out with a spoon. If you take out a little bit of the mashke with the fly. So the Mishneh Berurah learned out from here that if I take the psoiles and I take a little bit oichel out with the psoiles, it's not called ma'ase boira. V'oraya, the Taz says, I'm allowed to take the fly out with a little bit liquid around them. I take out the fly with a little bit water. It's not boira. The Chazanish says, no, nishto hazataz. Zok terazay, the fly is not mixed with ta'aroivis with the drink. There's a fly in a cup. It's not a taroivus. No vas. The fly himself is mixed with the taroivus, the lotion of the chazanishes. Elo amashke atufeach olov uben knafov. The mashke atufeach olov uben knafov. The liquid that is on the fly, in between his feet, in between his wings. That little liquid is mixed together with the fly. If you pull the fly out and these little drops drop in back to the cup, so then you boil the fly from these little parts of drops. Mainly when you take him out with a spoon, you're not boiling the fly from that liquid. In all of the cup, the fly was never mixed. Again, the Mishneh Berurah learns out from the halacha that the Taz says that if you take out the fly with a little bit liquid, it's not boiling. That you, if you die, the boiler is psoilus mitoich oichel. Here it's oichel mitoich oichel. Grade, one of the oichels also has a psoilus. It's not boiler. Chaznish says it is boiler. The meichel is mekulkel. Now you take out the fly, you're attacking the meichel. Why the Taz says, look, the fly is not a taroibus. He swims inside the cup. We see it very clearly. It's not a mix. It's a cup with a fly. Now the reason was also to take out the fly, because you were boiling the fly from the liquid that is ben knofov. You take out the fly with a little bit of liquid, you're not boiling. Lefidem, lemoshu, zog de chazanish. What if lemoshu you have a couple flies together, four or five flies together? Then zog de chazanish, you're not allowed to take them out with a spoon. Because they're already mixed in the whole taroivus. In this soup is already flies. When there's one fly, it's a soup with a fly. Abeluyotzur, it's a mix. Could be also even when you have mandalach with lokshin with a fly. You can't take out the fly lefi the chazanish. He's mixed. He's in between the knedel dalt and he's hiding. Yeah. So in fact, you don't even see like a nice cup of Pepsi. See a fly. Yeah. He's not mixed. Even if it's the same color, but it's not mixed. There's a piece there. It's not called taroivus. It's only taroivus in between the drops. Or if you have soup, it's a kind of taroivus of soup, vegetables, inside a fly. Or if you have a cup with a lot of flies, Now that the Shmir Shabbos, he has a tzad, that if there's a lot of flies, even if in the Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to do it. So let me have to call aloha lemaisa. The marshal, we said a person has a salad, and there's a pit of a lemon in the salad. So to take out the pit of the lemon, the kula alma is also. To take the pit of a lemon with a little bit of the salad, lefi the Mishnah Berurah is mutar, lefi the chazanish is also. To take out the pit with a lot of salad is mutar even lefi the chazanish. Because it's not calling you a beirah. Now, Moshe, you have a fly in a cup. So we said, if you have one, you can take out that fly. Have a lot of flies. So if you have a you can't take him out. But what you could do is you could pour over the cup that a big amount of liquid will go out. So even in the other, so then it's really considered oichel mitoich oichel, even if you have a nish. One aloha. What are the next aloha? A person is eating fish. Spoke last week that Klal Yisrael eat gefilte fish because they were poor, other because they didn't want to make beirah on Shabbos. Yeah, what's coming down that some people today decided to spoil Klal Yisrael and they started to bring back the salmon. Yeah, and we have bones. Klal Yisrael took it out of the menu because they didn't want to be machshel people in beirah. But then Modalish bring back the salmon. I said if you buy salmons without bones, teilach. Mm-hmm. But the people that buy, you know, they can't afford it and they buy salmon with bones. So it's a problem. So now the shot is like this. On a mushroom, you have a bone and a chicken. A person wants to eat, the mushroom, he has a kid. He wants to give him to eat the pulque. Yeah? But the bone, he doesn't want. So if you pull out the bone, it's beira. One of the mushroom, you pull out the bone, and there's a little bit of chicken on the bone. And a fish, it's much more matzui. You have little bones, you could pull out the bones. It's like this. On the Lefil Mishnah Berurah, it's very poshut. You take the bone with a little bit of the fish and you pull it out. So you don't have a problem. You pull the fish with a little bit of meat. You pull out the bone of the chicken with a little bit. Then you take the polka, you hold on to a piece of chicken and you break it off with a bone. But if you have a chazanish, it's also. So it's another eight in the Mishnah Berurah. You take the fish with a piece of meat, with a piece of fish on top of it, and you start to suck it. Then it's called derech achila. You're eating this piece now. But Rabbi Shmuel Zalman Erbach brings down from his father, what a beef of mushroom, a lady has to prepare fish for the oilam to eat, yeah? So what she does? She can prepare for her kid also. So the kid can't eat with bones, right? So the Yiddish mama takes out the bones for the kid. So what she will do, she can't take out the bones. So she learns the Mishnah, and she's makbid in the chazanish, yeah? So she can't take out the bone with a little bit. Yeah? So she can't take out the bone with a little bit of meat, because it's not enough for the chazanish. So she says, she remembers the Mishnah Berurah that if you suck the bone, it's okay. So she sucks the bones. Shmuel Erbach holds out a tzad that it doesn't help. But she's busy eating bones now. She's fixing the fish. When someone is eating, so it's a derech ha'oichlim. Some people bite into the bones. You can see, look around. So it's derech ha'oichlim. Some people suck bones. So you're sucking the bone. You're taking out. But if you're not doing it for yourself, or even if you're doing it to yourself, but you want to do it earlier before the meal, it's a tzad that it's us. Zaloch psuka. Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, that you're not allowed to take out from the challah. They have, I don't know today, really not so much anymore, but some challahs you'd have, like a sticker to tell you from where the challah came. Maybe the chutzlars is more matzah because not the benichshu pasakum. So they have a sticker, you know, it came from Angel, Berman, Nechama. It says, Amoitzi, and Mizoynes, all different messages and different stickers, yeah? So you're allowed to peel off that challah in Shabbos or not? That peel off that sticker. So the Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchoso Paskins, that you're not allowed to peel it off, it's boiler. Because it's stuck to the bread, and you're separating it from the bread, it's boiler. I say, Aloch Psuke B'Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchoso, and Gans Klai Yisrael, and we cover this Psak. Now, so what is the Eitze? You cut it off with a piece of challah. So Machmir will come and say, okay, Lefili Mishnebura, it's good, but what's with the Chazanish? Tells here, Lefili Chazanish is also allowed to. The sticker is never mixed inside the whole challah. It's like a fly. The chiddush of Shmuel Zalman and Shmuel Shabbos was that the place that it's stuck to the challah, we see it ke'ein ta'aroivis. But we could take it off with more, the sticker was never mixed into the challah. You think these halachas are not nageh to you. So I'll tell you where it's very nageh. Maybe not nageh to bochrim, but nageh even the people that don't buy challahs with stickers, yeah? Today you have cakes. A lot of time today they call it baking paper. I don't know exactly the word. But it's like a white paper that you bake with. Now, but then a lot of times, if the person that cooks is not a geis and mumche, or even if he is, it stucks to the bottom of the cake. So the person would say like this, if you have a whole mushroom, a whole brownie cake, yeah, you have to peel off the whole thing. They say it's not boiler. It's two different zachen, they're near each other. But a lot of times, the first person that peeled didn't do a good job, and there's like little lines left over. What?
It comes over
America with the cake. It comes over. In Muncie, I'm sure. Here it doesn't. This is like Kasha from Meissen. I see it doesn't. So now it's left a lot of time, little stripes. Now why this is very nagea? Can I explain to you? In a challah, most times, you don't peel it off before you serve it. The mitzvah is you don't want to pull it. The mitzvah is you don't want to pull it off before you serve. Why? Because if you peel off the sticker from the challah, people will come, they will think that someone bitten into this challah, yeah? But in the cake, it's the opposite. You know, if you have cupcakes, or you have cakes that were done with these papers, and a couple little pieces are left, so the people that serve, they take it off before they serve. So they have to know the Pashtaybar and Bayer Dari Raisa, yeah? So what is the Eitzah? Again, to cut off a piece of the cake with a paper. Now, what happens? We'll go next aloch. A person has an apple. We'll start with a banana. It's much more motzu. Now, a part of it is rotten. A part of the apple is rotten. A part of the banana is rotten. So we'll be magdir it to three steps. We have one kind, it's mamish rotten, that you can't eat it. Nishlamayasadik. You can't eat it. This is one kind of rotten. You have a rotten, this is called Beirer Deiraisa. If you have a piece in the, if you take off that piece, it's a Beirer Deiraisa. What if you have rotten, but you could eat it b'shasadcha? It's called Beirer Derabbanan. And sometimes you have rotten that you could eat completely. I'll give you a mushroom, banana. You get a banana, some of the area is mush. You could eat it like a tchila. Some people don't like the kids, I think. But you could eat it, yeah? It's like mush. The brown bands, when you peel a banana, brown areas, soft brown areas, that they're mush, but you could eat them. This, now, you're Easternist, you don't want it. You're allowed to take it off or not? You're allowed. Why? It's the same thing as banana. And it's the same kind of food. It's not even oichel mitach oichel, like we said. It's the same kind of oichel. It's not tomatoes and apples. Now, so the halacha is that if you have it like aleph and beis means rotten or rotten that you shasat chak, you're not allowed to take out. If it's mamish, you could eat it, just it doesn't look nice, you're allowed to take it out. Now, when you're not allowed to take out, again, lefi de mishne brure, it's enough that you take it out with a little bit piece. The most you want to serve an apple, and it's a dirty area that you can't eat. So lefi de mishne brure, you go, you dig a little bit around it, and you take it out. Lefi de chazanish, you have to get a good slice. The same thing a lot of time happens in a cake. You have a burnt part in a cake. A lot of time again, you have to serve a choshev cake, and the bottom is mamish burnt, mekenish esendos. So if I cut the Eishes Chayil, doesn't want to cut off, you know, she can't serve like a quarter of a piece. So she mamish tries to be a medakdik, mamish just to scrape off the burnt part. Yeah? But for that, you burn again. So the answer is, again, lefidah mishne brure, to take it with a little bit more, lefidah chazanish. You have to take it off. She will spoil the piece of cake. People don't realize it. I saw I was in a house once. And the, you know, they put the challahs to warm up the way that you're allowed to put it in Shabbos. And you know, at the Ochi Ba'ochi, you already saw the smoke coming from the kitchen, yeah? So they ran to the kitchen. Oh, Baruch Hashem, only the bottom got burned. We only saw the, you know, the Ba'is, the Balei Chesed, start to scrape the bottom, yeah? This could be Ba'il. Now, what would be, it's Nagia a lot of times. You have guests. You put five, you know, a nice bowl of apples, and then you see one of the apples is half rotten. So if the whole apple is rotten, I've added to take him out as bayil. What would be if it's a little bit rotten. Right? A part of it is mamish rotten, and a part of it is not rotten. So again, you're serving bananas, lemoshul, nice setting of bananas, and one of them is soft. You could take them off, because batim is roi to eat. It's not nice to the guest. What would be if a part of the banana is mamish black? You can't eat it. So you want to take it off. But a part of it is roi lechil. You're allowed to be moitzi it. It's called beir psoes b'teichoichel or not. So the Mefarshim say like this. If you take out that apple and you start to eat it, then it's okay. You took out the food. What would be if you take it out because you don't want it to spoil the other ones? You don't want to spoil. If you leave the apple inside the bowl, your skin it will spoil it. So the fina mishkabura, you're allowed to, because the ma'isa, the part you're taking out, also a part of the food. But the fina chazanish, you're saving all the other apples. So it's not enough that you take out one apple. You'll have to take out at least two apples. Shmuel Erbach says, but if you have guests and you take out the apple, could be it's also even if you're in Mishnah Berurah. Because this you can't serve to the guest. So all of this apple is a psoilus clapping the guest. When you if you have a bowl of apples, one is half wrapped. You want to take him away, they will not spoil the whole other ones. You only want to take off the half that is wrapped. It's kind of easy for you, you just take off that apple. So man, if you're in Mishnah Berurah, you're taking out a little bit of food. You're right that you're helping the rest, Mishnah Berurah, it's good. For the Chazanish, it's also. But if the reason you take away this apple is because you can't serve it to the guest, it's a clapping guest, this apple is a chefetz of psoilus. You can't serve such a thing to a guest. With a whole of a, you see a worm, went in one side. So this apple, by you, is a psoilus. So Shmuel Erbach wants to say that it could be also.
You got bananas.
What?
You
got bananas. No, bananas you could eat. It's not rotten.
It's called
oichel. No. I'm saying again. Here, this part is rotten. That is called oichel. We'll go back to the moshul. You have chaslat. These leaves that they sell. Some of them are good. The gush katif. Letters. Yeah, you call it in English letters. Yeah. So you have letters. Now, some of them a lot of times are black. Some of them are green. The green you eat. The black you don't eat. So this is close. You take out the whole package. Today we're not going about rinsing it. Rinsing it is another shayla. It says that anyway you have to rinse it for bugs, even the ones that are boidic. But you take out from the package, you have a whole big leaves. The outside ones are not so good, the inside ones are good. So again, the outside ones you're allowed to take off, even if they're completely bad, because you want to get to the inside ones. We'll get later, a different shir later, about peeling apples, potatoes, carrots. What you're allowed to peel on Shabbos, what you're not allowed to peel on Shabbos. But this you're allowed to peel. Then you come to the middle of the letters. Some leaves are bad, some leaves are good. They're ready. You cut them off, you chop them off, you're not allowed to take them out. But again, here could be enough kamina. You have a leaf that half of it is bad, half of it is good. But that's what I'm saying. Filim Shabbos is not a problem. Now, the kula alma, even again, I want to make it close. Sayle fi de mishnebu, sayle fi de chazanish. A person has psoilus. Lamas dogan, he has a lot of dirt. He has a lot of flies. We'll say 20 flies in a cup. He's allowed to take out one fly or not? Only one. 19, he doesn't mind the drink from 20. Really bothers him. He's allowed to take out one fly or not? I'll explain why I'm asking the shayla. We explain, what is the vikuach, the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazanish? Why do you have to have the lomdas? Chutz in the pirtei halachos. Mishnah Berurah understands the issur to take out psoilus mitoich oichel. If I'm taking also the oichel out, it's not psoilus mitoich oichel. Zog the Chazanish, but I'm fixing the rest of the tafshil. So I'm vitating out the psoilus mitoich the big oichel. You're right, in this area the oichel is coming out. But it's psoilus from the big oichel. If I'm taking a huge amount with the psoilus, so it's called that I'm dividing the oichel to two. It's not called psoilus mitoich oichel. But if I'm only taking a little bit out, I'm fixing the ganze meichel. So some people will have a mistake fakert. What if you have a lot of psoilus and you're taking out one? You're not fixing the meichel. The body can't eat it. You can't drink a cup that you have 19 flies. So I didn't know there that I took out one fly. The halacha is nishtazei. לכולה אלמה, פסוילס מתאריכל זה עבדה עושו. The swore of the Chazanish was that even if it's Pseulis with Eichel, while Klapi the Ozra Alochis, it's called Pseulis with Eichel, Bemele, it's also called Osur, even that I'm taking out a little bit of the Eich. This is the first Chalik. Lama again, it's down to the Zweite Chalik. And here's a lot of Alochis. Again, I want to build this Lundis, and we'll go weiter. A person has a Chovis of wine, that the Chovis of wine has in the bottom Shmorim, the pieces of the wine. Chazal say that if you take your hand inside to the barrel of wine and you pull out these pieces, you're called Boirer B'Shabbos. Psoiles mitoich oicha. If you want to take out the dirt from inside the wine, it's called Boirer Oichel mitoich psoiles. What if you want to take out the wine, you take a ladle as that, and you take out wine and you leave the bottom of the dirt, it's not a problem. Now here we have a shaila. Listen very carefully. It's Nagia Kimat to all of Hilchos Shabbos. You have a barrel full of wine, full with shmorim. To take out the wine, I'm allowed to. Oichel mitoich psoilis. To take out the shmorim, I'm not allowed to. Psoilis mitoich oichel. When I hold the chovis wine in my hand, and I pour out the wine, what I'm doing now? I'm taking oichel mitoich psoilis, or psoilis mitoich oichel. Think very carefully, and I will explain. I'm pouring out the wine. You could say I'm taking out oichel mitoich psoilis. Or, fakel, I'm holding on to the shmorim. So I'm taking out the psoilis mitoich oichel. So I want to explain. Don't you shulchan aruch like this. This is klal, when a person has a barrel of wine, and he has at the bottom dirt, and he pours the top part of the wine, there's no shayla bichlal. It's not boirer. The top was never mixed with the bottom. Or the moshel, he has a big barrel full with flies on top, but the knob where he takes out the wine is in the bottom. So then, that part is not even mixed to the flies. This is in the bottom. It's weiter mutter. We're speaking a case that it's already mixed. It's coming to the place that it's mixed together. So the Magen Avraham says that the Moshul, you're allowed to take out the wine from the Shmorim. You're allowed to take out the wine from the Shmorim. Why? Because it's Oichel Mitoich Psoilis. But only if you do it, like you're just pouring it out. But if Lama Zogin, you put a sifter, a piece of material on top of the barrel, and you pour out the wine, you're not allowed to do it. Why are you not allowed to do it? Not because it's Psoichel Mitoich Mitoich Oichel. It's because it's bekli. I'll explain again to make it clear that we will go to the Pirta Alochas. You have a chovis of wine full with dirt. You put a piece of material on top and you turn it over. Now you have pure wine coming out. It's also why, not because it's oichel mitech psoilis, but it's bekli. You're doing it with a sifter. Bekli is also mashma that it will not be bekli, a bimutla. You're saying by you, I see by you, all of you are so posh that it's called Oichel Mitoich Psoilis. Yeah, but I'm asking a shadow. A person takes a sifter, he wants dafka the big pieces. He doesn't want the little pieces. And he sifts, till all the little pieces, the flour goes down. Now he got the big pieces that he wants. So Oichel Mitoich Psoilis, Psoilis Mitoich Oichel. He wanted to have the big pieces by him. He got them. This is the shayla. The shayla is what I managed to catch by me. It's called Oichel Mitoich Psoilis. So lat. The Mishneh Berurah learns the Fidei Magen Avraham that to pour out the wine, it's called Oichel Mitoich Psoilis.
Pour slowly.
But we'll get it. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says Pug Fakert. The one that stays by you, this is the one that you took out, and the one that left is called that it stayed. Mainly he says if you pour out the wine, even without the sifter, it's also because you are boicher the shmorim mitoich ha'oich. So zog the Mishneh Berurah la'aloch. If a person has a keli with wine with a little fly, he doesn't want the fly. And he takes the jar and he shakes it till the fly jumps out. flies out. It's called psoilis mitoich oichel. But if you pour it out with a little bit, lefina mishnebu, it's okay. Lefina chazanish, you have to pour it out with a lot. And now we'll start to speak a little bit halacha lemaaseh, so you will have it close. Today, again, you don't see it so much. Maybe you see it in the shtiblach a little bit more, in the shuls. A person has, I don't know how you call it in English, that little, like a little kettle. Now you don't make the hot water inside, you put inside the scents to make the tea. What? How you call it? But you have a little, like a, what?
Not a kettle.
So you didn't have what I speak about. A kettle is the big one. This is like a little baby. The same thing looks like a kettle, like a baby.
A little teapot.
Kenzai. Now, the metzias is, the way they do it is, they put a lot of scents inside. They put hot water before Shabbos. Now you have scents? You have scents for the tea? So again, if Luyatsur that's already laying there for a long time, all of the leaves are laying in the bottom of that little pot, and the liquid of the scents is at the top, avada you could pour it out. Now the question is, what would it be if it's mixed together? It's mixed together, scents with tea together. You want a cup of tea? You're allowed to pour it out or not? What happens when you pour it out, the liquid goes out, the scents stays inside that little pot. So the fiddle mishnah brura, the fiddle shulchan aruch harav, you're not allowed to. But the velt, sechus in the machmirim, the velt is same as the mishnah brura that you're allowed to. Gikum in the machmirim and said, no, you're not allowed to. This, it's a kli. Boyer b'kli is also, and I will explain to you. We be'etzem, we're never magdim yet the halachas of the spoons and the forks. To take out food with a spoon and a fork, we said it's called bayad. Why? It's yod ha'richte. It's machmir, but what are we passing halacha? Yod ha'richte. A hand has a piece of metal in there. Some people don't have hands, they have metal pieces. So I have a metal, I get to live with a metal piece. The sifter is called a kli that is made to sift. As a fork is not made to boire. It's a catching thing. I catch, it catches. It chops. You stuff it in, it's not. A spoon comes to the bottom, chops it from the bottom. It's not oimed to be boire. It's oimed to teufes doichel. It's not a kli breire. It's a stick. Different things is how to hold onto the food. A sifter is made to be boire. This is called keili. This is the ikar aloch. And Andre Chaylik with the ikar aloch. Now, the machmirim gitayin, that this little pot has in the top like a little sifter. You have to understand, this shayla brings us back, in a second we'll see, you have petal with little pieces that you don't like, and there's a little sifter on top. You have oranges, you know, Pesach, some people make oranges themselves, but they don't like the little pieces, so they have like a nice drainer azah that puts in the top of the jar that catches the little pieces. We'll get, what?
Ice cube.
No, ice cube, we'll get to machlekes from zamen. But now, then you want the ice cubes to come out. We'll see about, yeah? About this, I'm saying, the shayla is negiah to a lot. But we'll start with Rabbi Sein, who didn't speak in all these pictures. All these shaylas were not brought up by Rabbi Sein, the chaznish and mishnah brura. The shayla that Rabbi Sein discussed was this teapot. This teapot, because why Rabbi Sein discussed it? Because this was the metzias. Today we have bags of teas. We'll see later what happens to the bags. But in the old days, the normal way to make tea was you got scents without bags. You put it in that little jar. And memele, and you put the water before Shabbos, it became very strong. And every cup of tea, especially they did it before Shabbos, because in Shabbos was a problem to do it, to put the tea bags into the liquid because it's mevashel, like we'll see later, blinader. So the way is they prepared the liquid of the tea before Shabbos. They didn't have melting tea, they didn't have all these new things. So they used senses, leaves of tea, they would put it in hot water, soaking over Shabbos, cooking over Shabbos without water, and when they need, they pour it out from that to the cup of tea. So this was the shayla. So the again, the Tfilah Shulchan Aruch Harav is no eitz anyways, if it's mixed together. Tfilah Mishneh Brura it's muta. But the machmirim gitayni, then it's also because it's clear that it's oimed lebreira. The Chazanish brings down that it's muta, and Sefer Taima Dekro, the Chaim Kanievsky brings down, is a page of things that his mother told him. One of the things is that in the Chazanish's house, they had that little dish, and they used it in Shabbos. They put scents before Shabbos, and they had hot water, and they made cups of tea on Shabbos. Is Mesupik Dalton, I don't know if the heter was, because they were never sure if the leaves sucked down or not. They never checked. So was that Tziruf. What is the lumps? What is the tzad that it's mutal? L'chura b'kli? Even if it's called Eichel Medech Pseilis, but it's b'kli. So Mishum Zavon Eirbach in Shmira Shabbos, Perik Aleph, Ore, Kuf, Chof, Hei, wants to say that it's different. So Chidush Otsu. Says the kli that is also is like a sifter. It's kli she'oymed lebreire. But a kli she'oymed lebreire or le'alter. And it's not oymed to boire and to be keep it. It's boire to pour straight into the drink. So b'chai gavim, Mishum Zavon wanted to say that this kli is not called kli oymed lebreire. Because we know that the Iker Breire is Breire Aymed is Leiskayim, Lezman and Mushach. If it's not Aymed Leiskayim, Lezman and Mushach, it doesn't have a din from Breire Midei Reise. Now, Le'umas then, he will have a man shayla. A lot of times, it's a very big shayla to pass in this Berabim every time I have a suffix. About to speak it over. A lot of fancy places, when they serve salads, they have special forks that have holes. That the liquid will stay in the salad, and you will get just pure salad. They have these special kind of forks that have holes. This already, you're right. So it's oichel mitoch psoilis. You don't want that liquid. It's oichel mitoch psoilis. But even then, it's oichel mitoch psoilis, but it's bekli. I have a fork, that's different. When you take a fork and you stick it into the tomato, and only the tomato comes out, then it's not called bekli, it's called beyad. But this spoon, that these forks that are made specially in the salads, that the idea of these things is that the liquid will not come up, and the poskim can say that it's kli, that it's oymed lebreire, and it's also. Again, maybe if the chazanish is mutar, yeshli is stopping this. You have to know that a lot of times, if you're not mechaventer, and it's not a psikresha, and it really doesn't make a difference to you if the liquid comes out or not, a lot of rabbanim want to be mad.
What about a fork itself? Using a fork underneath.
So I'm saying again, it's not oymed lebreire. It's not oymed lebreire. It's not klisha oymed lebreire.
Even if it filters out the liquid, not because
it catches. It's not oymed lebreire. The purpose of the fork will be, then we have to know it's not klisha oymed lebreire, but it's not yad. We'll have to find out what is something in between. But the fork is not oymed lebreire. Now, lemoshul. We'll go back to what is very negal and meisen. A person has soup. He doesn't like knedlach. He doesn't like chicken. He just wants the liquid. You know, he gets the bowl in yeshiva, and he only wants the liquid. So the fidim you're allowed to pour the liquid into your plate. It's no problem. Oichel mitoch psoilis. Avada. You're allowed to take out with a ladle and to take out what you want. But what would be what a lot of yeshivish people do? They only want the liquid, they don't want the whole mishpacha dalton. Yeah? So they take a plate, you put it on top of that little bowl that the yeshiva serves, and you know, you only leave like a little crack, and then you let the water to start to pour out. Right? You never did it. Well, maybe you like everything inside, but this is the way they do it. You take, you chop it, or you do it. In the kitchen they also do it sometimes. They take the cover, they open the cover a little bit, and they just pour out the liquid. Now, I will say it maybe in the opposite way. Yeah, we'll start in the way that it's taking a problem. Yeshivish Olam, they made a chum for Shabbos, yeah? But the problem is that too much liquid stayed on top. Yeah? There's a lot of oil that's swimming on top, yeah? Now they want to serve the chunk without that. So what they do? Sometimes it's not mixed. They take a plate, they put it on top of they take the cover of the chunk pot, they go to the sink, they let all the liquid to dribble into the sink, and then, they have a chunk karoi. This is mamash aveir. Why? Because the filim mishne bure, it's psoiles mitei roicha. By them, this is psoiles mitei roicha. They don't want this liquid. What's he about? This halacha you have to hear till the end. Maybe it's different kulis. It's psoilis mitech oichel could be. But the bigger problem is, even if we call it oichel mitech psoilis, in the case of the soup, he wants only the liquid. Some poskim hold that it's called keili. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein and Rabbi Eliashiv Asser. But the same thing, it not only has to happen, it could happen, I'll tell you where it happens a lot of times. But now listen carefully, you don't realize you do it a lot of times. Bocher a lot of time likes Lokshin, already his plate, Baruch Hashem is full with soup. Amavaskam and Ton, he didn't manage to fish out enough Lokshin. So what you do? You take the ladle, but now if you put it more, it will be overflowing the whole table. So you go to the side of that little thing that has the soup, the bowl, and you take the ladle, and you like you plate till the liquid goes out. Oh, now you zeichen lokshin. Then you put the lokshin in your plate, and again, you take lokshin, pour out the liquid. So this is by you, psoilis b'teichoich. So this is l'chura b'yir. Now, we'll see later, maybe Shmuzama said not to do it for sure. Again, his eitz is to do it, maybe in the Hemshach we'll see. But Al-Ponov is a problem. Al-Ponov is a problem, a person has to know. The Metzias says, you have to know if you would take out things from the soup. Maybe later we'll come back to Mimazbe at the Shtickle. I'm saying, Al-Ponov, these are the Alochas, maybe it's more protein that come in the Hemshach to these Alochas. Now, a person wants to make tea on Shabbos. So we know tea is mikalei habishul. Some people only do tea and kli shlishi. They don't do it in kli rishon, for sure not kli sheni. They matter in kli shlishi. Kli shlishi means you have the water on, one is boiling, you pour it into a cup, and from that cup, you pour it to another cup. This is called kli shlishi. I'm not going, it's not a shiur bilchus bishul now, that some rabbonim hold that the new cups that are made from that material that reserves the heat. So, it doesn't have a aloch of kli shlishi because the heat never went. But really, chumras, I'm not going into it. This is a bishul dikach shiur. Now, some people hold you're allowed to put a bag already, the tea bag, and the kli shlishi is ene mevashul. And the zogen, that it's kale abishul, kozman, shayat, sereresboy, it's mevashul. Okay, lama zogen for the shittas that you're allowed to, or in the case that it's not yad siledes. So you want to put a bag of tea and to make tea. Shaila if it's called boirer or not. Right? Then you put it in, and then you take out all of the little scents. And it's all organized already in a bag. The poskim say like this, lekatchile, you're allowed to put a bag inside, but when you take him out, to take it out with a spoon. Why? Again, I want to make it clear. The bag that you pull out, it's not called boichel. We said it's not mixed together. It's all neat. The problem is, there's a couple drops inside the bag, that these drops are mixed together inside the sands, and they will leave the bag, and they will drip into the cup. This is called boichel. And you can't say, like, nichale. It makes the tea to be stronger. Even if by you it's already stronger. Shem Zalman had a tzad, not like that, but he said like a tchila to do it. But I want to make it very clear. When you're making the tea, you're allowed to dance inside the cup with the bag 100 times up and down. Even though the idea is be'etzim, how it works. Water comes in, water comes out. Water comes in, how the tea becomes a tea. If water doesn't come into the bag, the water will stay wet, white, and the tea will stay brown. The way it works in, water comes into the bag, gets the taste, and it comes out. Comes in and comes out. Comes in and comes out. This is the reason why we take it out, it's called Beira. Which is when it's inside the cup, it's not Beira because it's inside the Tarevis. It's in and out. So it's not called Mafrid Oichel Mitech Psoilis. Even the Yeshke Elish Pikpiku Bezegam. Because the Maise, it's not Mamish Mix, that area. But inside you're allowed to shake it. But when you take it out, the Katchila is to have a bag. And to have a spoon when you take it out. Now, we got to one more halacha that this way I know will make a little bit shver about. Was nogea to the whole New York. So we'll start today only the etzem hashayla. The halacha is azayin shulchan aruch. If you have water that has little pieces of wood inside, ma'im sheyesh bohem kisomim, kisnim, kevon sheroi leroi bnei adam, ein beze boira. While most people could eat and could drink the water with these little pieces, ain't beze mishum boira. And it's, you're allowed to do it even with a sifter. This is the reason. You're allowed to take water and sift it in a filter in Shabbos, and there's no problem with Beirel. All these new machines and filters, you're allowed to use them in Shabbos. Why? While you could use it, and you could drink the water without that, Shulchan Aruch says, there's no Beirel. Aber lemishu istenis, and he will not drink the water, b'shum pani v'ayfen, he's not allowed. This is the din of Shulchan Aruch, again. Water that has little kisnim, that people could drink it like that, you're allowed to sift them even b'kli b'shabbos. If you're Easternis and you cannot drink it, then you're not allowed. This is Maskonas HaPoiske. Gekumen de Poiske Zmaneinu and started to clear about these American Bachrim that come from America and they have a Meshugas that they can't drink the water. So they buy these pitchers for a couple hundred shekels and they put the water inside and then they drink it. Yeah? You're allowed to do it in Shabbos or not? So again, if this Bachr is normal, meaning to say that he will drink water even if it's not sift. Avada he prefers, yeah? But the petal in the shiva is not sift and he drinks, yeah? Or if he goes to the tiyul, Ramat HaGolan, he drinks, yeah? He forgets that he's an Easterner. So this person is allowed to do it in Shabbos also. But love is when you have a real mefunak, you know, as a... The best that I mentioned, Rufnos, he can. He feels he's sick. You know, if the word is not, he's sick. Rabbi Yashiv holds he's not allowed to filter the water in Shabbos. Rabbi Zalman Oyerbach told me he's allowed to. That's Fadimian. He says burger has to be when you finish the burger, you hold something in your hand. This person, he says, you don't see nothing. Right after you use the filter for 100 years, it gets black. Right. But he says, after one time, you see something? No. Taste could be a doichel. Taste of Shazam says, Boyer has to be psoiles mitoichel. Taste better. Taste better. Says, you're not allowed to take the dirt out of the clean. If there's no dirt in your hand, it says, Nibyonis. I remember I once given a maisa. Someone was using a machine, yeah, for a year. He only could have drink from that. And then they found out they forgot to put the filter inside. Forgot to put the filter. I said they didn't get sick.
They didn't even think they would,
and
they get sick.
I said, I'm explaining. I went to see Shem Zaman. Shem Zaman knew exactly what happens in this world. He was the last one that didn't know. He explained that Behilchus Beirer has to be black from white. Beirer Chazal is a meloche. Like putting on a light is a meloche. Boyer is separating. Separating something in the ear, chvesnish. Could be even to make a tam bomb in Shabbos, which Shazam would say it's mutter. Yeah, when it's separating, gonish, minish, pulling up. It's a gonish, it's not cloning in Boyer, it's not melochis. Has to be a tzuf and a melochis. Has to be a tzuf and a melochis. Stam, dimyanis from dimyanis, it's gonish.
What about New York?
Nah, this was the shot. Now, we can't wait. Before New York, first we go to El Tisrael. Some frum people, and I think everyone that is sitting in this room here is frum. And every Pesach they do Averis. All Pesach they do Averis. I don't know if you, in your sink, in Pesach, you have a sifter and the sink or not. Standish beside it, what? Every frum person, kimat, chutz from you, yeah? Has like, puts a sack on. You put something because, especially in America, for Pesach, we'll get to that. Maybe it's chametz coming from the sink. So you put a special filter. I'll tell you, every person that I know that says Shema Yisrael does it. I never saw one Jewish house that doesn't have it. I'm not making up a chumre. Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Shabinerov, Stipler, Ponovicherov. Every person did it. You live in New York? You live what? So you know, but every person that lived in New York the last 2 years, Alpira, Belskin, all the Rabbanim, they had to put filters on the water because if not, it was bugs. You were mad with that, or was this also not? What? I'm asking, if you came to the city, if you ate in a house and didn't put filter on the water, you're mad with it. So I in Pesach and you in New York, yeah? Freitag, the Shaila, and Shabbos, how you open the sink, you boire. How you have to open the sink in Shabbos? What? Kli, sifter. How you do it? What do you say? I'm allowed to drink it without it. I'm allowed to drink it, so don't sift.
You got a couple of these
40
things?
It's a kli from Yad.
It doesn't help, it's not a kli from Yad. The shmat is not made a kli from Yad. The shmat is a kli breger. This is breger psoiles mitoich oichel. The oichel is the drink, the psoiles is the dirt. I want to read what states in Tshuvas HaKadmonim. Ma'arik Ma'aramshik, Orachaim Simen Kufla Medalet. The Ma'aramshik is done. A person of the Mesan and Ma'im, Michshash Me'urav Bo Yishrotzim. A person that is sifting water because he thinks that Ashrotzim. So that is. Kevin Shemin Adin Ein Tzorich Lochush Lata'aroibes. Rak Odom Azeh Zoyr Tfei U'Mesanen. One said like this. Well, Al Pi Aloch, you don't have to sift. And the guys are sifting with a Chumra Be'alme. So Azeh Din Chus Beirah, we said. That while everyone could drink the water with the pieces of sticks inside. So even if you want to sift it, you're allowed to sift it in Shabbos. Here also, if Be'ikir Adin, you don't have to sift the water from Shrotzim. So first, not everyone is masking. Because here, on the tzad that I'm boiling out the shrotzim, I attack a makbid not to drink the shrotzim. But he wants to say that people that are not makbid on shrotzim, only lechumre ba'alme, he wants to sift it. Mainly he wants to be matir the maramshik. As David, we said, if water, if normal people drink it, only you want to be sifted, but the ma'isi, you drink without it. It's mutar, it's not doime. Why it's not doime? Because legabi this dirt, you're not makbid. You got it now makbid. But be'etzim by you, you could drink it. Here, and the tzad of this bugs, you don't want to drink it. It's not like dirt, that be'etzim I would drink the dirt. But like atchil, I want to sift it. Here, and the tzad of this bugs, I don't want it. More from that, Rishon Zalman Oerbach said that he doesn't understand. He said, Miman Efshach. Rosh Hashanah that was a minig that people put on sifters because maybe it's a crumb and chomaz bePesach as in a bottle afilu b'mashu. Rosh Hashanah said he doesn't understand. It's mimon of shach, but lemaisa the veld does it. The veld does it. But the shaila was in Eretz Yisrael the veld does it. The frum is doing it in Pesach. No, we have to find a limud schus that while it's only a chumre ba'alme, even that's mimon of shach. But in New York, if you hold like the Rabbanim that you're not allowed to drink water without sifting it, there lechur was no heter and Shabbos to use the water.
Drink.
What?
To drink, not to wash.
To drink. You can wash your hands.
Yeah, if you're not doing it for drinking, yeah. Some people wanted to say the same heter of Shlomo Zalman that bugs you also could not see. Yeah, everyone was trying to find them. Yeah, different theories how to find them. So also again that these things that are not. Even at Be'ilche Shrotzim could be its asur al pi halacha to eat it, Boyer has to be a pesach gedore from Pseiles Metechoichel. Again, I'm saying, Sinishta Zeklo, the Maisa in Pesach for sure was a minig. Remember in America, all the Rabbanim in America sent letters to Rabbi Yashiv here, when after they told all the people to put sifters on the Shrotzim, you have to know, you know, Shrotzim is a lav, Shabbos is a skillet. Yeah. You know, who is better, the people that put on the sifters or the people that didn't put on the sifters? But I know that like, the fruit people will make pitake before Shabbos to take the water that they need to drink before Shabbos. But the problem was Be'ikah, the people that have sifters, you know, they put sifters in the bottom of the house. But it's definitely Mudei Schus. You have to know, it's not a simple shayla, the shayla with the sifters. Now, for sure, when everyone hears this, everyone wants miyat yad. They don't understand what we said at the beginning of Shir. So what is the problem with that soup? With the guy that puts the plate that takes out the liquid, that takes out the lakshan, or the lakshan from the liquid, the liquid from the lakshan. You could eat it. We said here that it's not called beira. Because I could drink it together. Right? We said, flies, bugs, efshanisht, or kismim, or filter water, yeah? We said that mikir adin, you're allowed to filter it in Shabbos. So soup also. I could eat the lakshans, I could eat the soup. So what is the whole problem to sift the lakshan from the soup and the soup from the lakshans? What is the problem? Sagen the Poiski, no, don't get mixed up. Lokshen is a soup, lokshen and soup is a soup. And I'll explain to you. Every salad, say, we spoke last time, person that doesn't like the green onion, he can't take it out of the salad. Why? Most people could eat it. I got it now, don't want it. Even myself, sometimes I eat it. Shasat Chag, I will eat it. I prefer not to have this taste now. Mishochal Shum Verecha Noidef. Ich will nicht. The Teretz says, dear, it's not sad to say that it's one thing. It's a salad, tomatoes, onions, lettuce. Water with little pieces, the vote is, it's not called that it's two things here. It's one thing, it's water. The water is drinkable. You could drink the water. The bugs don't take place here. The bugs are not mafria. The bugs are not a andere zach. Aber lokshen and soup, that is zwei andere zach. Lemoshel, the place can bring down, for the same reason, lemaise, la aloche. Lemoshel, a person has schnitzels. Yeah? A lot of times in yeshivas, you get schnitzels. A lot of places you get a schnitzel. Now the problem is the shtickel a little bit oily. You want to give it a squeeze. And by you, it'll be a little bit less oily. You're allowed to do it in Shabbos or not. Boira, you're allowed or you're not allowed? Schita out of the chicken, right? You're allowed to do it or not? So the poiskim, if the schnitzel is not eatable like that, so then you're not allowed to. Or if you're an Easternist that without squeezing it five times, you cannot eat it, no way. A beluya tzir, it's eatable, is not a problem with boira. Why is it not a problem with boira? It's the same thing here. And here's doimet to what we said. It's one thing now, it's not two things. It's a schnitzel. The oil inside the schnitzel is not two things. This is called a schnitzel. As a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says that kvoshim, shesochtom legufam is no dash. We learn the sugya in the above. You take vegetables, and you squeeze them out of the little, it's no dash. Forget about dash, forget about soichet, aber you boira, so it's mit reichel. Teretz does nicht get boira. It's one food. It's not called boira. While you can eat it together and it's one meichel, this is not called boira. Pshul Mazamet says the other way around, the big chiddush. A lot of people wash dishes in Shabbos, yeah? Now, I don't know how it goes in America, but here, if a lot of dirt goes into the sink, it gets black. So they have these little drainers on top of the sink. That the chokhmah of it is, the liquid goes through, and the pieces stay on top. You're allowed to rinse dishes in such a thing in Shabbos or not. The ma'aseh yubayah, you want the big pieces to stay by you, and the liquid to go down. Shem Zama Erbach said it's not a problem, bichlal. It's one big psalus. And you're not boira the psalus mitaych oichel. You just don't want the big pieces to go down to block the sink. If you want to eat the pieces that stay up, nahayin olam azogin, shnei ha'ovoin, and you don't want to lose that pieces, olam azogin, something got lost, and you don't want it to go through, and nechmami, you boira oichel mitaych psalus mitaych oichel, olam azogin, what it is. But here we look at it like one thing. What?
It's part of the sink.
No, it's one dirt. Some of the dirt you want to go up, so you're not boiling this dirt out of this dirt. It's one dirt. So the liquid goes through, the pieces you throw away. It's not called a meister brain. We'll finish with one more aloche. We get to the same aloche. A person has a pitcher, gishmak a drink with big ice cubes. Now, they do these pitchers, they don't want that all the ice cubes will fall off. So there's a couple of ways to stop it. You could put a fork there, or you could put a plate. Well, some pitchers come already with like three little tongues that stop it from coming out. You're allowed to use that pitcher in Shabbos or not? So again, Be'etzem, what you're doing is, it's Oichel Mitech Psoilis, if you don't mishlebu it. Ashkhon Oichel Av. Aber Le'alter Etz Muta. But the problem is, here you have Shire of the Chazanish from this little teapot. So again, especially if you put a plate, Shire of it's called like a kli, but it's not called like a kli. If we choish that it's called a kli, so l'chur will be also. So the Shmir Shabbos Gichosa told me it's not called ta'aroivis. The ice cubes are not called ta'aroivis with a drink. And the Ruch Shabbos, he says, it's totally. If you have one or three, two cubes, not. But if they start to become smaller, it is called a ta'aroivis. So again, then you have to know. So you have to know if the etzem could be you're not makpid. No one is makpid that the pieces will not come out. Stand, they didn't have a different picture in the house. Then it could be it's not called bayra. If they have a zap pitcher and they don't want, they want that the ice cubes will stay in the drink, then it could be a shayla from bayra. If the pieces are small, could be it's called pseudis mitachoichal and mamela to be also.
If someone did bayra, a lot of eat it.
What?
If someone did bayra, a lot of eat it.